There's the old dog trot houses. Did they have an attic space up there?
No, they were spaced up there, but usually they'd have, leave it open from this room over here, and it was the gable of the house was up there. Some of them had, they would put a loft there, but it was, they didn't use it for attic or anything.
Would people sleep up there ever?
Sometimes. They did build houses like that. They would make a room in the loft, as they called it.
How would they get up there to the loft?
Have a set of stairway that you go up there.
So on the inside of the house?
Inside of the house.
Any of them ever build a stairway on the outside?
I know why there's one right now that there's a stairway on the outside, because it's not a old-time house. This is a modern house. Mm-hmm. But it's a, they call it a house and a half or something. And you come on the outside and go up some stairways up on the outside. But that's more of a modern house than I'm talking about now.
Did you ever have a place where you would store a lot of, maybe you had things that you weren't using that were maybe not worth very much, a place you'd put things like that? Just a lot of old things that, you know, maybe you would throw away later, but you wanted to keep them for right now.
Well, a lot of people called it the attic, and nowadays they call it the junk house. And you know, if you got a building and haven't got a place to put all that, the first thing you know, that stuff that you don't need and don't ever use will push you out of the house.
That junk just
keep piling up.
Talking about the house, did you see they ever have houses where they had a on those dog trots, did they have the things that run around the top of the house that carry off the water when it rains?
Yeah, gutters.
Good.
Have gutters around there.
Did it? You know, when you had a kind of a lean-to in a house, and they maybe come together, lean-to wasn't as tall as the house, and they come together like that. Did they have any name for the place where they came together? Kind of like a.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It would, sometimes they'd make it at a valley.
The old common. Yes. Let's see. Oh, did it, any of them around here, what other buildings would you have maybe on the farm beside you?
There would be different buildings. You'd have your chicken house. You'd have the crib, you'd have a hay house, and then you'd have your stalls for your mules, or horses, whatever you have, and for the cattle. Then you'd have a shed for the animals to get under.
We were talking about yesterday, we were talking a little while ago about cooking and so forth. What were some of the cooking utensils
they used practically the same thing that women folks use now. They were one thing that a lot of people that don't use, but it's still a valuable piece of cookware as far as I'm concerned, is a iron pot.
Mm-hmm.
Or the
big black iron.
Yeah, big black pot. And then they had a Dutch oven.
Mm-hmm.
A Dutch oven was something that was not as tall as the pot, and it had a lid on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And those things are coming back
mm-hmm.
in style. People use them, and they're expensive things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people cook with them.